You know, I wasn't going to do a show originally.
So this is it right
here? This is it right here. This is my show this week. So I'm here with Aaron Greenberg in Tokyo, Japan. Hello, Aaron.
I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm sorry. You didn't ask me how I'm doing.
I didn't ask you how you were doing.
What kind of start to a show is this?
This is what we call a soft start.
Yeah.
So here.
From my perspective, I call this a rough start.
Ready, ready? Okay,
I don't know if people heard that.
We're clinking glasses here. Yes. Let's get the... Hold on a second.
You didn't hear us popping bottles.
Let me hear it. Go ahead, ready? Hold on. There we go. So we are clinking glasses. We're in Japan. I'm congratulating us on a good TGS so far.
I think it's been a great TGS.
So let me just set the stage. Originally, I wasn't going to do a show this week, but you and I are in Tokyo, and I was talking to you. I said, why don't we do a show? So it's at the end of the day. So just to be clear, we're recording this at the end of the day, Friday, and I'll be posting this very soon. I'm recording this at the end of the day, Friday, and you and I were both very tired.
It's been a long week.
You tell me what you've been doing.
I have been doing a lot of preparation for our keynote. We had a big keynote that John Schaper gave here before a crowd of close to 1,000 people.
It was pretty extraordinary.
And that was yesterday. And then we've been, I've had the honor of being able to show our media from all around the world the new Xbox experience running live. And so we've been doing demos from everyone from TV shows from Taiwan to, you know, Kotaku and Joysticks.
Yeah, so they've all been funneling through here, and you've been shown on this beautiful screen over here.
Exactly. We're making a lot of avatars, and we've been, you know, playing around with it.
Let's go through some of the announcements we had at the keynote, which was yesterday, our time.
Yes.
We're trying to figure this out. Sorry, folks, wherever you're listening to this. But why don't you go through and tell us some of the big announcements, and we'll talk about those.
Well, I think what's interesting, I could tell you, is... I've been coming to TGS now for 8 years. And
you have?
Yeah.
I've only done 3 of those with you. This is the third.
Up?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Up?
Go ahead.
And I think this is the first TGS show interview we've done.
Yes, it is.
It is.
You and I?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Little known fact is that Major only interviews the biggest names in gaming. And so...
Well, you've been on the show before. Your gamer tag is Big VIP.
That is correct. And every single listener of yours that writes me, I write them back.
Yes, you do. You're very good about that.
That is true. I love the community.
But the community loves you.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I think most of them do.
Okay.
There's always going to be those couple of guys and girls here or there, but you know.
Can't make everyone happy all the time.
But
I've come to accept that. By the way, you asked me a question a minute ago, and I still haven't answered it.
So what you're hearing right now is the result of jet lag and exhaustion. Mm-hmm. So this is not a regular show. This is kind of just this random. I slapped a mic on you and I said, let's chat.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're sitting here drinking water.
People are right now realizing that when you and I just sit down to chat, it's not real entertaining.
So some people do like it.
They like this.
Yeah, some people do like it. So send a message to Big VIP if this is gamer tag. It's all one. It's all one thing.
All one word.
All one word.
All caps. I like it in caps.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we're talking about the keynote. We had John Shepard on stage. Now,
the news.
So I put up.
Give me the news.
Well, it's like, give me the news.
Yes.
So there's a couple things during the keynote. I was live blogging it.
That was awesome.
And we had like 5 or 10,000 people watching. It was extraordinary.
And we were sitting backstage together for a few moments.
Yeah, you were sitting right next to me.
Yep.
And then also I put up the audio. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that John almost lost his voice. If you listen to the audio, you can tell that.
Yeah. It was a little known fact that we were pretty nervous going in, that John was losing his voice.
Right.
We felt very well prepared with all the assets and the announcements and the demos and things like that, but if the guy giving the keynote can't speak,
that's a little problem.
It's an issue.
So I remember there was actually a plan B. There was another person. I think, I don't know if it was you or somebody else on the team, was mic'd up, ready to go, and basically we're gonna hot swap them in if John, his voice failed.
Yes.
But it didn't.
Plan C was that Major Nelson gets up and does interpretive dance.
Right. We didn't have to do that.
Right.
Thank God. I was actually not interpretive.
We may not have had such a strong TGS performance had we moved to Plan C.
Well, actually, it's a little enough. Plan D was I was going to do it in Kabuki.
Right. So. Exactly. Well, Plan E was that I'm going to write in haikus for an hour. So, yeah.
So we talked about the NXE announcement. Finally, November 19th.
Every everybody around the world gets a new Xbox on November 19th for free.
No, that's right.
Seriously.
That's right.
We are relaunching, reinventing, pick your term to describe it.
Right.
But just think of the difference between when we first launched Xbox Live mm-hmm. and when we launched Xbox 360. How dramatic of an upgrade that was.
Mm-hmm.
The same type of leap
right.
you're going to get here with the new Xbox experience. And we didn't just launch this only in the US.
Right.
We didn't just launch this in English. We're doing 26 countries around the world, localized in 12 languages, 14 million consumers, all within a matter of seconds will reinvent their console on November 19th.
You've been meeting with a lot of really, you know, like Wall Street Journal and Financial Times and all these kind of, you know, mucky mucks. I don't know your exact schedule.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the threads that you've seen in the discussion? What are the commonalities around the new Xbox experience?
Well, the
what was
business
that?
Media.
What was that? Was that?
Did you hear something?
Yes, I heard something in my headphones. I was like, it's like you burped.
Wow, I did not burp. just for the record, I did not burp. That would be really rude of me.
I know. Okay.
And I'm not drinking a carbonated beverage, so I think we're safe.
Okay.
However, I would say the business media has been covering. What's sort of interesting of late is the amazing momentum we've seen coming out of the Japanese market.
Right.
I mean, our sales are up year over year for the month. Last month's sales were up 500%.
Mm-hmm.
We not only saw tremendous sales growth, we outsold PS3 for the entire month, week after week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think while we've had tremendous success globally, I don't think anyone anticipated we would see the type of sales results we have seen in Japan. And I think it's a result of great content and great pricing. I mean, we've had big, exclusive RPG one after another. And the great thing is that we showed that not only have we launched things like Tales of Vesperia and Infinite Undiscovery, but we got The Last Remnant coming next mm-hmm. month. We got Star Ocean 4 coming only to Xbox 360 starting in spring. So for Japanese consumers here and for our Japanese publishers, we've never had the type of lineup that we have here. I think the fact that Square Enix put their booth right next to ours, that they're doing this deep partnership with us, really shows that I think there's been a tremendous shift. Never before have I seen in the 8 years I've been coming to TGS this sort of really shift from, frankly, from the PlayStation brand to Xbox 360 among third-party publishers.
Yeah.
And we're the platform that they're looking to help bring and grow their franchises around the world.
Yeah, the RPGs, I mean, as everyone knows, RPGs are just enormous in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was over today and the booth was packed with those two titles and all the stuff that we're showing. It's really good to see because I remember when I came here in 2005, it was a much different booth, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
We were just launching the 360 at that point. And so it's been, what a 3 years it's been.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was here back 8 years ago when we were showing NFL Fever here in Tokyo.
That must have been a tough sell.
It was little bumpy.
Yeah.
Little bumpy. So we've come a long way from NFL Fever to Square Enix's biggest RPG franchises, Bandai Namco bringing their top titles, including Tekken 6.
Yes, Tekken 6.
A PS3 only title now coming to Xbox 360. A lot of great arcade titles that the Japanese publishers continue to really recreate for this whole new generation. And we're finally at a price the world can afford, right?
Right.
We're at $200 now everywhere around the world. That puts us not only cheaper than the Wii, we're half the price of the PS3.
With an amazing library.
Biggest and broadest games lineup we've ever had. And the online community continues to grow as well.
14 million. That was a good number.
Yeah, I remember 4 years ago, we were so excited that we hit a million.
I was there. I remember that. You
exactly.
and I were there. We're like, a million. It was like, it was the fastest this, and then it was like a million people. And here we are later. It just continues to go.
From 1 to 14 million in 4 years.
It's breakneck speed.
It is.
Let's talk about Halo 3 Recon.
Yeah.
Are you excited for that? Now, the Bungie guys, are they here? I know they're down the hall
here,
doing some stuff.
But, you know, Bungie rolls pretty strong.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't get time with them.
Yeah, they're, you know, penthouse. Those guys are top shelf.
Right.
So we love the Bungie guys. I'm actually good friends with them. And it was great to work so closely in collaboration with them on this announcement. You know, they debuted pretty awesome teaser trailer on Bungie.net. And, you know, the world went crazy. But nobody knew exactly what it was. And so you had one piece of the puzzle, and it was great to kind of fill in the rest of the pieces and let people know there's a brand new Halo 3 game coming. not only is it new campaign, new multiplayer, but you get to play for an all new perspective as an ODST Marine. You know, and those guys, you know, those guys are just a class act, and so it's really exciting to have that title coming in fall of next year. And the great thing is, if you're a Halo fan, we also got Halo Wars coming early. So
that looked great, too.
A lot of Halo coming.
It's a lot of Halo. Stuff coming out of the Halo universe.
Yep. And we did a live demo of Halo Wars. We had Graham Devine out to show us what Halo looks like running. First time we showed
Halo
campaign.
Wars. Right.
Halo Wars, sorry. You know, first time we've shown campaign for that title. Some of the reveal that the Flood is part of that game. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm a bit of a nerd, so I like strategy games a lot.
You do? What are you playing?
Oh, I play like Advanced Wars, and I mean, I get, you know, I'm into all kinds of, you know, I like the train simulators. I need help. So
train simulators?
I drive my trains around, yeah.
So there's a booth over there. This is true. It's near our booth. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is because I don't read Japanese. I don't know what the developer is. Mm-hmm. But they've got this huge, it's like a desk. It's basically the control panel of a Japanese train.
Sweet.
Like a subway train.
Yeah.
And outside the screen, they've got this high-def display, and you're pulling into the terminal. It's like the ultimate train. You must go see this.
That's hot.
You must go see this.
That is hot.
I wanted to just jam down the
you
gas.
You know what I loved was in the front of TGS, I don't know if you've captured this for Inside Xbox, but people need to know there is a gigantic yellow robot.
Yeah.
And what he is the antivirus robot. And what happens is that this guy comes out, there's this cage, and he comes out dressed like a robot, and he literally fights viruses, physically fights. It's like a cage match against the viruses. And
it's computer viruses.
Listen, I don't know what you call that, some sort of marketing stunt or something, right. But it's brilliant.
Right.
Has my attention.
Yeah, you stop.
I'm not talking about Norton antivirus. I've never spoken about this before. But they've got a robot fighting viruses in a cage. Count me in.
It's the ultimate cage
match.
Yeah,
we need to do that.
You and I, we haven't walked the show floor together. I was over there earlier today. We were shooting we got a bunch of stuff on Inside Xbox.
Sweet.
Tomorrow is, we're really excited about tomorrow. Do you know why?
Because it's your birthday?
No.
Okay.
Cosplay.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so yeah. For those that don't know, cosplay, it's when all the costumes, the fans show up with their costumes on.
It's also the day that Major Nelson dresses up like a chocobo.
No, that's not the day.
Damn.
That's not the day. It's close.
That's the day after.
That's the day after.
Okay.
That's the day after.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow. You and I are going to be able to go hang out on the show floor tomorrow?
I think we should.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing about the new Xbox experience, a lot of people don't realize,
yes,
is that Inside Xbox has its own channel.
It sure does. There's the Major Nelson channel now. Major's Minute.
Major's Minute.
Major's Minute.
Which I'm thinking is running a little long.
We try
it's
to keep...
still a minute?
We still a minute.
Okay.
If I do...
You talk fast.
If there's things that happen outside of a minute, then we just don't give it the Major's Minute moniker.
What if we
want
more of Major? What if we want Major's 10 minutes of deep thoughts with Major? How do we get that?
Right here on the show.
Got it.
Right,
okay.
You get to get the... That's what this audio is for.
This is awesome.
You know, are we rambling?
Yeah,
so I just want
people, listen, if they've made it this long, they're in for the whole haul.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they are. They are in. Thank you, Steve, Joe, and my uncle, Bob. We love you guys. Our three listeners.
No, there's actually quite a few listeners.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they'll let us know.
Right.
They'll let us know. I feel bad because we're recording this at the end of the day. You've done, I don't know, 12 interviews, 15, 20, 30.
Yeah, and every one there's like 18 people in the room.
Really?
Oh yeah, lots of cameras. I mean, you know, I'm sure I've said all kinds of things wrong, and yeah.
You know what I got to ask you? We're going to wrap it up in just a few minutes because we've already been going long,
yeah.
And everyone's there's literally people falling asleep in this room. Your handlers are falling asleep. So, can you put a stop to this rumor right now, because I can't seem to do it?
Okay.
Tell us about Blu-ray. Because
what do you want to know?
This
about?
Rumor is that we're bringing a Blu-ray to the 360.
Oh,
that one. It's I just want to let you know. I know you haven't had a chance to look at the internet, but it's out there again.
No, I keep up on the internet. So I would say, regarding Blu-ray.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot. Well, okay. I'm gonna do what we call keeping the gloves on.
Okay.
How about that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Feel free to take them off.
We have no plans to integrate Blu-ray into the Xbox experience. We believe that. We shouldn't force consumers to pay for things they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
We also believe that the future is digital,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I've invested in a massive library of entertainment content. And that's why we're bringing things like Netflix to members in the U.S. That's why we're growing our library in Europe. That's why we're adding all types of entertainment experiences around the world. And so, you know, and Blu-ray, who knows? I mean, I'll tell you one thing. If you look at retail sales, you look at availability, there's not a lot there. And what is there is, you know, a premium. You got to pay, what, $10 more for a Blu-ray disc?
Sometimes.
No one knows. No one knows what Blu-ray will be. I mean, it's pretty clear Blu-ray is not the next DVD, right?
Right.
I mean, the days of one digital, one physical format being the standard, I think, are gone.
So are you calling it a UMD?
Well, I'd say we're not sure if it's the next DVD or the next UMD.
Ah, very interesting. Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Exactly. Or you know what? A few years from now, we're going to call it the next Blu-ray. It's going to be, it got Blu-rayed.
Right,
you
know, right.
That'll be the expression.
It'll be jump the shark, nuke the fridge, whatever you want to call
but
it.
But I did notice, I went to Sony's booth, and their Blu-ray presence used to, I mean, it used to be like their whole booth was Blu-ray.
Right.
And it just keeps shrieking down, and now it's like this little corner.
It's a phone booth in the back.
It is. It's this little corner, and there's no one there, and it's like, you know, there's like a heart sign, and it says Blu-ray, and it's just, it's got a Blu-ray and like some movies.
Are you?
I mean, it's interesting.
Are you excited about Netflix?
I'm very excited about Netflix.
New experience.
Yeah, and you know what? Netflix just added all these new partners.
Yep.
So they not only they add like Disney and CBS and all that, they just added Stars, which gives them a huge library of movie content. The fact that I can instant watch, it's going to be like 15,000 movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Is insane.
That's coming November 19th. It ships with the new Xbox experience.
That is correct.
I'm working on my avatar right now.
I made my avatar here in Tokyo in literally 2 minutes.
Really?
It looks just like me.
With a cowboy hat? With those 70s pants and the platform shoes? That doesn't look anything like
you.
I think we're
oversharing now.
Okay, I'm just saying, when I walked in the room and I saw that on the screen, I was like, this, what's up?
When you take off all the accessories,
right.
It's me.
Okay. All right, we're going to wrap it up now because I feel bad for keeping you so long and being your 30th interview of the day. And I'm going to throw this up. And big VIP, Aaron, I appreciate you just giving us a little insight of what your day is like, what it's like for an executive to be working the room here at the show.
You just try to answer every question you have. You keep showing the same thing over and over and as if you're showing it the first time to everyone.
What do you want to see at the show?
What I want to see?
Yeah, what do you want to see?
I would like to see more cage matches.
So we've got the virus cage match.
More physical violence.
Right.
I'd like to see people jumping off the roof, maybe skydiving. I'd like to see extreme sports meets Tokyo Game Show.
You know what I'd like to see?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you forcibly removed as you're trying to check out the lineup of ladies.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
I tried to high five.
So why don't you explain what happened?
Okay.
So actually, I'm going to explain the first part of it. So each morning, before, first of all, most of the booths have these very beautiful young ladies in these wonderful outfits that are handing out brochures and whatnot about the game or the publisher.
Sure.
And
all hardcore gamers.
Right. So basically every morning it's like the military. These young ladies in all these perfectly groomed outfits stand up and they're all lined up.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's like the army. They're being checked out to make sure their things are and they're getting instructions for okay today we're going to do this and da da da. And why don't you take it from there?
Well, at the end of the day. 5 o'clock, they do this like lineup.
They do the same thing.
Yeah, they all line up in front of the booth, and I thought it would be fun. It reminded me of like being like a sporting event,
right?
And I thought it would be fun to high five all the girls down the row,
right? Because that translates well into Japan.
High five. This is, I mean...
It's international.
That's because, it doesn't get more American than that. I mean, the high five. So
therein lies the problem.
I did the sign, the high five, and the girls are kind of signed up for the high five. But speaking of handlers, they had a gentleman who handled me pretty rough.
So there's like 20 or 30 girls lined up, and you made it to like
they were,
the third?
Yeah, maybe three. now, that was my second attempt. I'm pretty consistent. I tried to do it behind the stage before they came out.
Okay.
And I ran into, when I asked the question, they never say no here, but what they said is something like, they didn't say no, but there was this amazing answer that wasn't no, but it was also, you're not allowed to do that. And so.
All in one quick sentence.
Yeah. I think it was like, please wait, or please move, or something like that. And then, I don't want to cause an international incident here.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah. And so I thought it would be fun, but apparently that was just me.
Yeah, you were actually manhandled.
I was.
So that's good to know.
I was. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a little different than the U.S. here, and Anyway, that's a whole nother conversation.
In a lot of ways. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I know you're tired. We're gonna roll. Thank you for spending the 20 minutes of your life with me here, and or 19 and a half minutes.
It's always my pleasure, Major. And I just want to thank you, seriously, this is totally legit, for all the great work that you've been doing. You go event to event. You're one of the unsung heroes of Xbox. You guys always have coverage up. You've got the latest information.
Thanks, man.
It was great going to Xbox.com today and seeing everything up there, being able to watch the video, the interview you did with John. I mean, I know you guys are a class act, and people don't realize how much work, and you know, you're never out partying. You're always getting the stuff done because you put the community first.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I think that that's awesome, because there's no other company has a Major Nelson.
You're right. Yeah. Absolutely right. And I've been told that. So anyway, I really appreciate it. That's nice. You know, it's also great because we have such a great community. You know, the community of 14 million plus people on live, plus the 20 million plus Xbox 360 owners. We have an amazing community. And that's it's no better is it to see, as I said earlier, to see where we were in 2005 with the launch of the 360 to where we are in 2008 with this commanding presence and lead in Japan. It's just been extraordinary. So
yeah, and I think as a company, we want to have dialogue, two-way dialogue with our customers.
That's it.
How can we do it? 14 million people, you know what we do? We give them all your email address.
And we do this show, a show like this.
And if anyone is not getting a response from Major Nelson, I want to hear about it.
Major@Xbox.com. Big VIP, I'm going to let you roll.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.